Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. My name is Sean Meehan, and joining me, as always, is Mr. Positive, Mr. Connor Lawler.
I just think the world is so good right now. I just feel
Well, really? Really, yeah. Connor? You think the world is good?
Oh no, I've come in wrong.
Controversial.
Sean, by the way, just for anyone to know, we jumped straight on this call, didn't even ask each other how we were. We're just powering into it. That's how much we love this show and hate each other.
I logged into this Google Meet about 30 seconds ago. We're recording. My finger just started bleeding. I don't know what's going on here.
So this is Hero Zero, the show where we choose one comic book character every single week. We talk their good points and their bad points, and we generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. So I normally choose DC characters. Sean normally chooses Marvel characters. And last week I chose a character involved with plants, Florodic Man. If you haven't heard that, I'd recommend going back to listen
good
to
report.
It.
Good report, ladies and gentlemen, for a terrible DC character, as they all are.
But Sean, it is your week with one of your shit Marvel characters.
Oh, he got me back.
Oh, it's good.
Well, here's the thing. So, I've been saying for a while that I'm running out of Marvel characters. And one of the things we did on this show at the start, we'd pepper in a bad one every now and again. And that would entail Googling, you know, worst comic book characters and things like that. This boy shows up on just about every list of the worst Marvel characters, and I've never covered him, Connor.
Oh, I'm trying.
Now, it's a tough one. It is a tough one.
Is it a boy? Is it something boy?
No, it's not something boy. It's like the name of the villain has nothing related to do to the man himself.
It's not Dog Welder, is it?
It's not Dog Welder. We've gotten a request to do Dog Welder. That's been requested of me. We'll get him, though. We'll get him.
Welds dogs to people. That's his thing.
That's all he's about. No, Connor, I'm going to be covering a man called Jackson Wheel, a.k.a. Big Wheel.
No! Not Big Wheel.
Famously, somehow, a Spider-Man villain.
I actually don't know a lot about famously terrible, worst character, one of the worst characters ever created, Big Wheel. And I'm now kind of intrigued, because I've covered a lot of shit characters on this show as well, and I've never really looked into Big Wheel.
It's rare to find one that we haven't already talked about, which is why I'm so excited. So, starting off, Jackson Wheel, great name, first of all, was a corrupt businessman who embezzled money from his company. He hired
Sounds
a villain.
Like a nice stand-up guy. I'm actually starting to side with him here. He's the hero, is he?
He's a bad guy. He's Big Wheel. And this is, for what it's worth, this is back in the 60s. This is 78 he came out.
Well, back then, this was actually a hero's origin. He's on cocaine and he's embezzling money.
It was the way to be. It was the way to be at the time. It was a corrupt businessman. But he hired a villain called the Rocket Racer to steal documents that could incriminate him. He's a whole other report to himself. The Racer delivered the documents to Wheel, but withheld the Minerva document, Connor.
Oh, now, everyone is shocked right now. Listen, not the Minerva document.
I know, because as you well know, that's the most damning piece of evidence in the whole folder.
Against Mr. Wheel.
Against Mr. Wheel, the corrupt businessman in New York in the late 70s.
Does he have suspenders? Surely he has suspenders.
No, but he's got a three-piece suit and a big coat is what he's wearing.
Of course he does. Yeah. Does he have a cigar? Walking stick?
No. No cigar, but big glasses.
He looks like Elton John. That's what you're describing.
The racer said that for an additional $10,000, he would give him the Minerva document. Otherwise, he would turn it over to the authorities. Oh. Distraught, Wheel went to the docks to commit suicide. But he calls it quits at that
point. Just straight up. Just the just first like it's over. Pushback it's of all done. Time.
Yeah.
That was the end.
Now's the end. Went to the docks, about to commit suicide. Saved at the last second by the Rocket Racer, Connor.
It seems like a star of a love story.
Well, the racer saves him, but still demands full payment.
If you die, you can't pay me, you prick.
If you die, I don't get 10 grand, so I'm keeping you alive.
I'm
going to
live my life saving your fucking life every single day until you pay me.
And here's the thing, is that here's why it's the Rocket Racer that saves him, is that as he saves him, of course, this is a comic in the late 70s, so there's a shit ton of exposition in every panel.
Of course.
And the racer says that with his jet-powered skateboard built by the Tinkerer, he could continue to hound Wheel until he paid up. Now...
Is that how he introduces the fact that he saved him?
No, that's he pulls him out of the water and says
no,
that exact
while he's
quote.
Going in the war. He doesn't even hear the first part of the sentence.
It gets muffled all of a sudden. But the mention of the Tinkerer gave Wheel an idea. And so...
Well, he mentioned him out loud. So he's just like, he saves him and he's like, with the invention from the Tinkerer who
he's
lives
like, he's
down
like, listen,
that road.
You're staying alive. I've got this skateboard. A legend called the Tinkerer made it for me.
Do you know the 40-second block? It's just left, just another left, and then you're grand.
Here's my referral code. Enter this at checkout.
Tell him I sent you. He'll know what it means.
Wheel then went to the Tinkerer, as you can imagine, and he hired him to create a weapon powerful enough to take on the Rocket Racer.
Rocket Racer is going to be betrayed by his own, I'm assuming,
by his own mark.
By his own, like, his god? Like, he's obsessed with this guy.
So, inspired by Wheel's name, and as well as the disparaging nickname that the racer had given him, calling him Big Wheel... Because his last name is fucking Wheel.
Disparaging. Surely somebody else in his life has called him Big Wheel.
You'd think, like, unless he just has no friends, like.
Even enemies. Anyone. Just in school. Yeah, nobody said there's Big Wheel.
Like Big Willy. That's a famous rapper from back
that's
in the
Will
day.
Smith.
I don't know what he's up to
we
now.
We all know that.
So, inspired by the name, the Tinkerer created a giant armoured mono wheel, outfitted with machine guns and rocket launchers.
What does he look like?
Connor, like I can't stress enough, his name is Big Wheel, okay? Actually, do you know the best example I can give?
Yeah.
Do you know in Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, where General Grievous gets on that big wheel thing and is chased by a lizard?
Yes!
It looks like that big wheel thing, but yellow.
Do you think this is where George Lucas got the inspiration?
I think maybe it might be, Connor.
I think he was copying for this one thing.
So, with his new big wheel, Wheel ambushed the Rocket Racer while he was in the middle of a fight with Spider-Man.
Oh, you'd be raging. If you were raging, right? Rocket Racer's walking along and he's just like, la-da-da-da-da, Tinkerer, he's the greatest man of all time. He'd never betray me. You know what I mean? And then...
Yeah, I saved suddenly, his life. He owes me everything.
Suddenly Big Wheel turns up in a big wheel.
Starts chasing him down. The racer tries... going in and out of traffic to try and lose him. Big Wheel just stomps right on over, crushes all the cars in its way.
Doesn't care about killing people.
It's a rocket-powered skateboard, so the racer starts going up the side of a building. Big Wheel just fucking follows him. He's well able to...
The Terror in Rocket Racer. Also, Rocket Racer for a skateboarder is a shit name.
It's not the worst name, though.
Like, when I think of racing, I don't think of skateboard as a means of travel.
A downhill skateboard race?
Yeah, like downhill... Yeah, like it's... Like a soapbox derby, is that what he's doing? No, I'm taking more like a vehicle propelled by something other than gravity or legs.
Okay, gravity or legs, but that's not the only kind of a race. What about a pigeon? No.
What are they propelled by? What are you
thinking? Wings.
They're legs. There you go.
Never what?
When you think of it, wings are just another version of legs, aren't they?
The racer is about to be flattened by the wheel.
David Attenborough shaking in his boots. I'm coming for him.
At the last minute, Spider-Man, who was in the fight earlier, pushes the racer out of the way. Big Wheel goes flying off the top of a building and falls into the Hudson River. Jackson Wheel and the Big Wheel itself were presumed to be lost.
Fuck.
Connor.
Like, and Spider-Man didn't even help him when he went in.
No. Let him die. That's a classic Spider-Man move. You know,
he's always whinging that he has the worst karma.
However, Wheel survived due to the fact that the Big Wheel was watertight, Connor.
So it's like a globe.
No. It's about the width of a man.
But it's completely there's a big hole in it.
No, there's no holes in the wheel. It's a solid wheel.
I'm gonna
drop you a picture of this now.
How is he sitting in it?
Because there's a seat inside. What's confusing you about this? I'm going to share... Look, I'm putting it into Google Meet chat.
I thought it
right
was like
now.
A circle that he sat in.
It is a circle. Imagine a wheel. It's a wheel. Imagine a wheel.
Stop saying wheel.
Wheel. Look at that. That's what he's in.
Oh, okay. So there's no gap in the side.
No, there's no gap in the side.
What? Right, okay.
I confused you with the General Grievous thing. I was literally thinking of that,
but in yellow. I was like, he'd surely drown to death.
It's pretty close, though. It's the bit, like, how many big wheels do I have to reference?
But the other one you chose was different.
Look, the big wheel's watertight, and the fiasco of his first outing made him realise the error of his ways.
Oh, maybe he's gone back to just embezzling.
Well, he went home to accept the consequences of his actions.
Oh, I can only tell what's going to happen next.
His wife, Margaret, immediately leaves him.
Why? Does she even know what happened?
He's a criminal. He's been embezzling funds for years.
But that's not what she's mad at. She wasn't mad at him then. She was mad when he pulled out the big wheel.
No, she's mad for the whole thing, to be fair.
Oh, she didn't know about the embezzling either.
He's not really going to prison for the big wheel. He's going to prison for all the embezzlement that he did.
But how did he know about the embezzlement?
Because he confessed everything immediately.
You could have just kept stum. You would have got away with it, lad.
So Jackson went to prison, where he joined a 12-step program for supervillains called Villanon.
For God's sake.
Step 9 of the program involved making amends with those he wronged. So he decided to help Spider-Man fight crime.
It's like Spider-Man now has to fight crime carrying a wheelbarrow around behind him.
Pretty, like, he's just dead weight. After a failed attempt at capturing Stiltman, who's another character we'll get to.
Oh, Stiltman exists. A great character in his own right.
Great character. And a successful, if destructive, attempt at stopping the Shocker from robbing a bank. Spider-Man encouraged Jackson Wheel to follow a different career path.
Peter Parker just puts his hand on his shoulder. Go back to embezzlement.
Yeah.
This is not for you.
It suits you better, honestly.
Genuinely, you're the world's worst hero.
So what he did, Wheel started performing at monster truck rallies, crushing cars, and he became a spokesperson for Villanon.
What?
So he's turned it around. He's using the big wheel for good.
Ironically, he's turned it around. He's come full circle.
The shape of a wheel.
Wait, no, he hasn't come full circle, because full circle will be back to embezzlement. He's gone 180.
Yeah. Well, then he does, I will say, he does another 180, because during the superhuman civil war, Wheel had returned to a life of crime.
Why?
Because it's more funny that way.
But what about his heroics? What about his monster truck crushing? I mean, he's got the great life right now.
Once all the superheroes started punching each other, the interest in monster trucks waned, I'll be honest.
Do you think that he ever got his wife back, or do we know?
Canonically, never got her back.
Canonically, he just can never catch a break in terms of the romantic side.
No. I'll be honest, they don't go into Big Wheel's love life all that much.
The only thing we've ever heard is that he got broken up with.
But he was married at a time, so it's a net zero.
He was, to be fair to him.
So, Wheel had returned to a life of crime. He had joined a black market network that specialised in super tech. Iron Man became aware of this network, and Spider-Man tagged along when Iron Man set out to shut it down.
Iron Man and Spider-Man against the lad in a wheel. Oh,
it's
fuck
It's not
me.
Fair.
Jesus, lad.
I will say, to his credit, Wheel panicked when he saw the heroes come after him.
He's bloody did.
He burst through his own house on the big wheel.
Because if I'm a villain and my thing is I have a big wheel that sometimes kind of works and sometimes doesn't, and I see fucking Iron Man and Spider-Man rock up outside, I'm like, I'm about to die.
This is the end of Big Wheel.
Not the end of Big Wheel.
And then the last little story, and it's not much, but there's a character called Blackout, he's a villain. He assembled a team to kill the two Ghost Riders, Johnny Blaze and Danny Ketch.
Okay, right, I want to stop now, right? Always do this in all your fucking stupid reports of the terrible characters.
What? I've covered Danny and Johnny.
No, I know. The thing is, Sean, that the characters that these people always team up to fight are literally like either demons of hell or gods of some sort. And they always get some lad who can kind of just has a stick and another lad who's maybe got a big wheel. And they're like, now to take on Thor.
Connor, a job is a job. Okay.
But like, even if you've got seven lads with the world's biggest wheels, but then you come up against maybe two Ghost Riders who are demon spawn from hell, I think they might win.
Look, yeah, maybe. But you don't know how the story ends, Connor.
Sorry. Go on, I'm going to make a prediction that they lose.
Look, Big Wheel was invited to join the group.
He runs away.
No, Wheel was actually the first to attack. He attacked both Ghost Riders at once.
Everyone, back up. They may have four normal-sized motorbike wheels, but I've got one big fucking wheel and two tubs.
In terms of circular area, I have them beat.
In terms of talent, maybe not.
So his big wheel in the fight was destroyed.
Oh,
and Johnny Blaze then used the penance stare on him to incapacitate him.
Want to explain what the penance stare is to people that might not know what it is?
It's a power that the Ghost Riders have, which when you look, they can look into someone's eyes and make them and judge them for every sin they've ever committed.
I don't think that would work on Big Wheel.
He's just like, oh, I should have loved my wife more.
Because he's constantly beating himself up anyway, that I don't think it would even work. Like, you'd give him the stare, he's like, it's not anything I haven't already thought about today 10 times. Like, what are you going to do?
He's just been penancing himself for decades at this point. So that's where, like, I like that as an end to a story. There is one other thing I do want to say, is that he once fell off a cliff because the orb pushed him off on his motorcycle.
Modern orb on
a motorbike.
Wait, sorry, the normal orb on a motorbike.
Let me make sure. Yeah, the normal orb.
So the two orbs are the normal orb. No, wait, the normal orb.
You've got Drake Shannon.
The normal orb is the one that's just an eyeball. Correct.
Yes, mainstream orb is
for anyone
just a
who hasn't heard our reports on any of these dumb fucking characters, you're going to be very confused. But there's a character that's just basically his head is just an eyeball. How does he talk? He squelches. Let's not get into it. You're going to be freaked out. But he had a predecessor for the orb name who literally did have a motorbike and just wore a helmet.
Yes, and the helmet could shoot lasers.
But this is not that one. This is eyeball orb on a motorbike.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Who pushes him off a mountain.
He pushes Big Wheel off of a cliff and he falls into the sea.
Is he in his wheel?
He's in the wheel at the time. The wheel ends up destroyed. At the minute, I think he's not active anymore.
But, like, he's got so much potential. There's just, like, there's so many stories you can do for a man who needs a big wheel to probably be in battle, and then he gets the battle, and then he's just in a wheel. I just think they're missing out. I feel like he could be the next big thing.
He really could. So I've just found a paragraph that I missed, or if I may, Connor.
Go on.
So he eventually woke up after the fall off the cliff left him in a coma. He eventually woke up after Iron Man, who went mental and became Superior Iron Man, boosted the brain power of everyone in New York City. Okay?
With Big Wheel is now at, like, a dumb level of brain power.
Well, what Jackson does is he returns to the Big Wheel, he rebuilds it. He equips it with laser pulses capable of reprogramming vehicles with a super algorithm that improves their transit. He went on a rampage to enact a plan to solve traffic congestion in New York City.
Has anyone ever heard a worse storyline for a comic book character?
How did I miss that? That should have been story one, boys.
That's numero uno. This man's solving congestion.
He was later stopped by Iron Man, who disassembled the wheel.
In my head, he's still sitting in the wheel, and Iron Man just has one wrench, and he's just, like, slowly taking
like
off bolts.
By bolt.
Ah, come on, Tony. Come on,
leave me,
man.
Some of them.
Leave me them. No, you haven't solved any traffic. I mean, so his whole thing now is he solves traffic.
No, at the minute now he's a security guard because he's given up the big wheel thing.
Like, how would that even work? Like, all cars don't have that technology, so he's just really just solving Teslas.
No, but he figured out a way to do it, though.
So you've got, like, a 1987 Mazda and he's hacking into it.
Yeah. He's put it. Maybe he puts a chip on it, who can say?
A chip? What? A chip for what? Where's
chip
it going
to
go?
Steer and drive the car, Connor.
Where's the chip going to go?
It's, look, it's the Marvel Universe. Every car is hooked up to something.
I mean, just, and in New York of all places, like, just the world's
the
worst
Apple.
Traffic.
If you can be a supervillain here, you can be a supervillain anywhere.
That is true. And
you know?
He can't be a supervillain there, so technically
he's failed every time.
Yeah,
he's also failed at being a hero every time he's tried. All he's succeeded in doing is losing his wife.
Like, everything else he's ever tried, he's failed at.
Yeah, pretty much. On the Marvel 1-7 rating system, of course, bear in mind this is when he's in the wheel. He has an intelligence of 2, strength of 2, speed of 3, durability of 5, energy projection of 4, and fighting skills of 2.
3 is, like, peak human, correct?
3 is, yeah, it's like Olympian and maybe slightly beyond Olympian, but
so
not.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
His speed is 3 in the wheel.
Yeah, he's pretty quick, right?
No, he's as fast as just an Olympic person running.
Yes.
In the wheel.
Yes.
He's not even like 40 miles an hour. He's just like maybe 20.
Yeah. He's not the fact. But the fact is that it's a big wheel. So it's like destructive power.
No, but like So, right, you say Bolt can run 100 metres in 9 seconds, 9.6 or whatever it is. So he can also do it in 9.6 seconds, 100 metres, which in a big wheel is actually not very good.
No, but Usain Bolt can't crush cars underneath him.
He can't, to be fair. He still has a wife, I think, as well, does he?
For probably, I would believe it. I will say the big wheel is now in control of a character called Overdrive, who can control any vehicle by touching it, and basically has like unlimited control over technology.
I don't know if I like these villains that are based off vehicles.
It's tough to, like, you're tied to this
just
mobile
have a
or that mobile. Yeah, like, you got a gimmick. Like, the Green Goblin is good without the Goblin Glider, you know?
Yeah, he's still got bombs and he's still a dickhead.
Yeah, Ghost Rider is good without the motorcycle. Big Wheel without the Big Wheel. Why is just he? A man.
And is he even that tall?
No, there's nothing particularly special about him other than he got away with tax evasion for a while. Yeah, the embezzlement,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. I think that he might be the best character Marvel have ever written.
I think so. And you can thank Marv Wolfman for that.
No way, did Marv do it?
Big Marv. Big Marv did this one.
Oh, Marv. He was finished to do all of the Teen Titans lore and setting up a, like 50 years of comic book history. And then he was like, I'll do Big Wheel for the laugh.
He had all these circles that he used to practice drawing. And he thought, well.
He was drawing Dick Grayson one day. He was like, what if he had a big wheel?
Connor, that's the report on Big Wheel. Would you like to take us out?
Fantastic. Yes, I would. So, if you liked what you heard, we've done hundreds of these for all sorts of comic book characters, good and bad. We might have done a character you like. We've probably done a character you've never heard of that is really, really dumb. And we kind of appreciate if you listen to those ones because they're normally more fun for us. Everyone knows who Spider-Man is, so we don't really touch on them.
But, and I hate Spider-Man.
I'm going to come in the opposite. I think he's nice.
Oh, very interesting.
Spider-Verse is a shit movie.
Nightwing is class. He's my favourite.
That's a good idea. To be fair, you're a logical man. Yes.
I got caught.
So, yeah, we've done all these characters. You can go back and listen to all them. We also have a movie monthlies coming out this next Monday, where we talk
this
all the
Monday,
movies.
Yeah.
We also have Weird News Wednesday that comes out every single week, and we also have a Patreon if you want to support the show, where we review movies every single month. And this month we are doing Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, as
our
movie.
The Final Jedi, yeah, the one everyone loved.
The one everyone loved. And so we are going to be reviewing that probably over the weekend. And that will come out before the end of the month. We've got a whole bunch of other stuff. You can do come to Google Hangouts with us as a patron. And we all just get to have a chat every few months. And most importantly, you can tell one human being that we exist.
Or one big wheel.
Don't tell a big wheel. Tell a human. I'm Conor Lawler.
I'm Sean Mead.
I'm Sean. See you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.